punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, there's quite a storm that rolled through here south of in Greer County, and down in that area. Hope that everybody come out of that well. I've heard some windows being broken in some houses and 80, 90 mile an hour wind. 34 down there was shut down for a while. Because of the telephone pole, or let me back up, because in case Bobby Martin's listening. Electric poles and electric lines with no telephone wires on it, laying on 34 there. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. Let me check the mezzanette here and see what the rainfall total was. Get the map. Oh, there it is. Sorry about that. I had the wrong map up here. Let's go with 24-hour. I got 15 100s at my house. Looks like up in Roger Mills County around Cheyenne in that area, some of those people might have got a half inch. And I know they got 8 tenths down around Willow and then down there by Tipton, down there where Mr. Steve Clark is. He was showing on Facebook water standing everywhere. They got around an inch. Between there and Grandfield got out an inch and a half. Looks like up there somewhere around Bessie and Weatherford, they might have got a half inch. Northwestern Oklahoma didn't get any rain last night, but they got some yesterday morning and up in that area. But here in Beckham County, especially around Carter, where I dusted some rye in, that 1500's probably going to come back to haunt me if we don't get any rain here in the next 4 or 5 days. But I did check the Long Ranger forecast, and it looks like next Wednesday and Thursday we got another round of storms coming through. So everybody keep their fingers crossed that hopefully we can get some of that. Anyway, let's check out the air temperatures right now. 77 degrees at the May Ranch, 73 at Cherokee, 76 at Eric, 75 in southwestern Oklahoma, basically at Hollis, Mangum, Hobart, Tipton, Altus, all right in there. 77 at Beaver, and out here in the Texas Panhandle, we got 73 at Lipscomb, 72 at McLean, 76 at Wellington, and 74 at Odell. Text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. If you want to text in where you're... what county, town, or whatever, and how much rain you got, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to give some tickets away here in a little bit to the Sugar Creek Casino this weekend, so keep your ears peeled. You never know what I'm going to ask. Anyway, all right, let's see what happened overnight in the big old Ag Belt. Corn and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid ongoing harvest pressure. About 23% of both the corn and bean harvests were complete as Sunday, according to the USDA. For corn, that's up from 15% a week earlier. Soybean harvest was 12% complete 7 days prior. Little rain has fallen in much of Iowa and Illinois, the biggest producers of corn and soybeans, and in Missouri and eastern Kansas the past 7 days, according to the data from National Weather Service precipitation page. The dry weather likely has allowed producers to accelerate harvest of their crops. Prices also under pressure this morning as Brazilian government data shows exports in September reach records for both crops. Soybean exports for the South American country were reported at 6.4 million metric tons last month, while corn shipments came in at 8.7 million tons. Corn for December delivery fell 2.5 cents to $4.835 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures on November delivery lost 9 pennies to $12.63 a bushel. Soy meal was down $2.90 to $3.69.10 a short ton, while soy oil fell 0.77 cents to 55.22 cents a pound. Wheat futures for December delivery rose 3.5 cents to 563.5 a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 6 cents to $6.72.5 a bushel. Well, every Thursday I give you a little shout out on ethanol production. Ethanol output was unchanged week to week while inventories declined. Production of the biofuel was steady at 1.0009 million barrels a day on average in the last week that ended on September 29th. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, outputs rose to averaged 958,000 barrels. Ethanol stockpiles in the week through September 29th declined to 21.884 million barrels a day. That's down from the previous week of 22.04. Freeze watches issued for the upper Midwest. Freeze watches have been issued for much of the Dakotas, Nebraska, and parts of several other states, according to the National Weather Service. I think that cold front, a dry cold front, is supposed to be rolling in through here sometime tomorrow evening. So when you get up, it's going to be hoodie weather there Saturday morning. Temperatures in west central South Dakota are forecast to drop as low as 25%. We don't need none of that. Sub-freezing temperatures are also possible across all of western and central North Dakota Friday night into Saturday evening. In south central Nebraska, meanwhile, temperatures will drop Friday night into Saturday morning, falling as low as 24%. Parts of Wyoming, Colorado, Iowa also will fall under the freeze watches in the next 48 hours. Counties in northwestern Iowa will see temperatures around 28 on Friday night or early Saturday morning, according to the National Weather Service. Looks like we are going to see the 40s here when you wake up Saturday morning. So 60 forecast for high on Saturday for the big shootout down there across the Red River. Can't wait. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and because today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And we're going to take a break. I'll have a little more on them here coming up pretty shortly, and I need to check on something real quick. So we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you. You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Out here, or down there in Odell, Texas, the 75 degrees, humidity 61, dew point 61, and wind is out of the north at 15 miles an hour. Peak wind gust so far today, 19 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.22 inches of rainfall so far. Great. 8-inch soil temperature there is 76 degrees right now. So there you have it. All right, let's see what's happening with the markets right now. Come on, blink up. There we go. December, corn, 496, up 10 today. March, 511. May, 519. July, 524. September, 518. Soybeans for November, 1281, up 8. January, 1299. March, 1313. Soybean meal for October, 369.70, up $1 even. December, 377.10. January, 375.6. And soybean oil, October, 57.91. December's 55.53. January's 54.70. Hard red winter wheat, December, 688, up 22 today. March, 696, up 20. May, 701, up 19. Let's see what the old cotton's doing here. I know 101 down there in Ouachita County, he watches this all the time. October, 86.72, December, 86.61, and March is 87.57. Let's see what oil and all that good stuff is doing. We got, hang on here a second. Crude. Working good? Okay. There we go. November, crude oil, West Texas, 82.71. December's 81.04. Natural gas is coming in at a whopping November, $3.18. December's 3.52. January's 3.74. All right, let's see what the cattle are doing. Live cattle for October, 181.52, down 67 today. Blinked on me there. December, 184.92, down 110. February, 189.17, down 120. April, 192.85, down 65 cents. And feeder cattle for October is 247, down 77. November, 249.92, down 50. And January is 252.62, down $1.42, and March is 256.15.
April is 260.25. Yesterday at the Hobart Stockyards, let's see what they did over there. I'm sure they had a good sale looking at it. Looks like 4 to 5 weight steers were bringing anywhere from 250 to 260, weighing 434. 5 to 6 weights, average weight 540, bringing anywhere from 210 to 247. 6 to 7 weight steers, average 616, 202 to 232. And 7 to 8 weights were bringing average weight 763, bringing 190 to 225. Heifers, 3 to 4 weights, bringing up to 265. 4 to 5 weight heifers, average weight 471, bringing up to 245. 5 to 6 weights, bringing anywhere from 208 to 235. And 6 to 7 weights, average weights was 668, bringing 180 to 220, 214.73 being the average price. Then we got some cows, butcher cows bringing 96 cents, up to 96 cents, and bulls were bringing up to $1.30. Looks like bred cows bringing up to 2,500, and pairs were bringing up to, were bringing right at 2,500, average 2,450. Hobart will be having their sheep and goat sale coming up this Saturday, so get a hold of Rex Fleming there at the Hobart Stockyards for any more information if you want to bring some goats or sheep in there. You appreciate it. Okay, I got some rodeo news for you. I don't know why I don't ever remember to talk more about the rodeo deal, and it's my fault. It's not your bad. Well, I just seen it come out here about an hour ago from Butler Brothers and Son. But the Rodeo Hall of Fame inductees and honorees announced, guess who? Benny Butler. Long time coming, but congratulations, Benny Butler. Don Ensley's going to be in there. Jerry Bigley's going to be in there. Rusty Riddle's in there. Skipper Voss is going to be in there, the rodeo clown. I really liked him. Anyway, they have been will be inducted into the Rodeo Hall of Fame coming up November 10th and 11th at the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. So, Benny Butler, congratulations, sir. You deserve it. Also, I seen this the other day, and I took a snapshot of it, and I did not remember to bring it, but this is from the Women's Professional Rodeo Association. I don't know if I get her name right or not, but I'm going to try. Brittany Tanazzi, I hope I said that right, has just broken the regular season earning record for the WPRA barrel racing after splitting first with Emily Beisel, I think that's right, in round one at Sioux Falls, adding $8,750 to her total. With more money still on the line at the Governor's Cup, she will finish the regular season and enter the NFR with no less than $258,000, surpassing Taney Schuster's previous record at $250,378 in 2017. So she's officially broken the WPRA regular season earnings record in the pro rodeo barrel racing. So congratulations to you. That's awesome. That's good stuff there. So anyway, congratulations to her and congratulations to Benny Butler. Hope you're listening, Benny, off on a rodeo somewhere. But anyway, really proud of you. You're a good man. So have at it. So, all right, let's see what else we got going on here that we need to talk about. I seen this in the Beef Daily come out. The Mangum Feed Yard, that's not in Mangum, Oklahoma, this is in Colorado, earns the Certified Angus Beef Award, which is a huge award. A sign in Steve Gable's office says 3 yards a down. It's a football recipe for steadily progress based on every little bit of work and attention to detail. The sights and sounds of the feed yard are predictable, but you don't expect to find such pristine facilities and people who care about every aspect of the cattle feeding business. It's all there at the Mangum Feed Yard just outside of Wiggins, Colorado. For their drive to effectively hit the high-quality beef target and determination to get better every day, Mangum Feed Yards received the Certified Angus Beef 2023 Feed Yard Commitment to Excellence Award, which is big. It's huge awards. The Gables were recognized at the CAB's annual conference in Las Vegas, Nevada in September. The world is run by people who show up, said Christy Gable, quoting one of her dad's sayings and life lessons. It's a good daily motto to get up there and go serve your purpose. Each family member conveys their own strengths to Mangum. Steve brings years of operations and market wisdom as Audrey keeps the books and people balanced. Case handles risk management and cattle procurement, while his sister, Christy, recently joined as the cattle clerk. Since 1994, Steve and Audrey have modernized the infrastructure with steel pens, concrete bunks, a corn steam flaker, and a hay processor. Loads of cattle once stepped off these trailers, filling pens with calves from Mexico or Holstein influence. Now they actively sink Angus-based cattle of the northern origin and hopes to excel in quality grade and hit 1,500 to 1,600 in weight. I think the icing on the cake becomes the grid and its potential to return premiums for the right genetic package fed right, Steve says. But quality isn't the only change realized. Better genetics also improve gains in dry matter conversions. The report card keeps improving with pens of cattle averaging 40% CAB and 10% prime, a big improvement from selling on a live basis. If you can't quantify how cattle are going to perform, you can't really manage your risk against that, Case says. With better cattle, you have more predictable performance in all aspects. Keeping the bunk stocked is the biggest undertaking at the feedlot, closely followed by caring for their health. Research and practice show a correlation between visits to the sick pen and ability to grade choice, Steve points out. We're not capable of eliminating every potential bad day, he says. Our job as stockmen and caretakers of these animals is to do everything to make the environment as pleasant and performance-oriented as we possibly can. That includes the little details. Driving through the feed yard, nothing is out of place. At every sunrise, the yard office is clean for the many feet that will track in and out of that front door checking in at the scales. The Gables don't do anything half-heartedly, says Dirk Murphy, Mangum's feed yard manager. They will tell you that a half-hearted work ethic receives half-hearted results. Whether you're a feed truck driver, pen rider, office assistant, intern, or cattle buyer, your work matters. The average Mangum employee has been there for more than 9 years. That's pretty good. Everybody understands value in their role because mom and dad made people feel valued on top of just telling them they are. Christy says the office buzzes with energy from each of the Gables, spilling out to the rest of the feed yard employees who spend the days hands-on with the cattle. Progress is a rarely straight trajectory up, and the Gables have seen their fair share of setbacks. But each day they bring positive-driven attitude to get better. As responsibility continues to shift to the next generation, there's just as much excitement and thrill to chase a moving target as success. So congratulations to the Mangum Feed Yard up there in Wiggins, Colorado. They earned that Certified Angus Beef Award. Well, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll come back right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 2nd. 1,291 head were sold. 14 head of steers at 334 brought 235. 6 at 539 brought 245. 8 at 620 brought 221. 9 at 636 brought 218. 11 at 698 brought 226. 18 at 709 brought 260, 225. 9 at 844 brought 235. 4 head of heifers at 485 brought 230. 8 at 512 brought 236. 10 at 589 brought 222. 18 at 604. Brought 255, 6 at 696 brought 214, 8 at 716 brought 216, 9 at 1121 brought 178. Butcher cows were 51 to 136, butcher bulls brought 85 to 136. Bred cows were 1200 to 1400. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. They can sign call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
To find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, here's your ag weather for up there in northwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big metropolitan area of Camargo, Oklahoma, right there on the north side of the River Bridge. 76 degrees, dew point's 49, the humidity's 38. The winds are out of the north at 12 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours, but in the last 10 days, you've got a little over a quarter of an inch, 0.26 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.6. Sunset, 7:17. Today, sunny and 80 degrees. Tonight, 50. Winds will be out of the northeast tonight, 5 to 7 miles an hour. And tomorrow, they'll be coming up straight out of the north, up to 17 miles an hour, partly sunny and 72 degrees. That is your ag weather for Camargo, Oklahoma. All right, I just got this really cool text in. And this Shannon, she shared this picture with me, her 13-year-old grandson with his first elk in Wyoming. And I'm telling you, it's a bruiser. Anyway, tell him congratulations. And it looks like it's a 6x6. How about that? It's a big elk, and it's on the side of the mountain, and good luck packing her out of there. So, all right, let's go to the text line. I had some people text in with their amount. Jackie McNatt got 1.2 inches of rain, 0.12 at Canute, and 0.8 1 mile east of KIA, wherever that is. And what else we got? Is that it? Oh, I mentioned 101. there in Ouachita County, and somebody texted in that he is known as the Cotton King. So anyway, we'll see what's going on there. And then still down there around Delhi, down there in Turner Brothers, they still have some really good hay for sale. Square bales. It's good for your horses, sheep, goats, cattle, deer, rabbits, llama, donkeys, even unicorns. So it's got to be some good stuff because those unicorns are really, really particular. Anyway, they 1 to 10 bales, $16.50 a piece. It's already in the barn. It's already stacked. I'm looking at the picture of it. 50 bales, $16. 20 to 50 bales. 60 to 100 bales, $15.50. And anything over 110, bam, $15. Really good-looking hay, lots of leaves, fine stems, no bugs. And let me give you a phone number. You guys ready to write this phone number down? And it is 580-729-0361. 729-0361. Looks like it's in stacks of 20 or 25 bales. I didn't actually count them, but pretty good bundles there. Anyway, give them a shout. You need some good horse hay, unicorn hay. Hey, how many does? If he's listening, has anybody ever bought any debate Bigfoot with? So I don't know. It looks like it's good enough hay. Bigfoot will even eat it as a salad. All right, so got that going on. All right, let's see what else is going on here. The Oklahoma Comprehensive Water Plan, the Oklahoma Water Resource Board is going to be having some meetings coming up, and you guys don't want to miss some of these meetings. This is their second round, and they're going to be having meetings in there. Their plan is to talk about forecast supply and demand, excess water reliability, identify key challenges. What it's saying there is determine present and future water supply issues, infrastructure need for each of the Oklahoma 82 planning basins, including water supply sustainability, water quality, and drought flooding preparedness. Anyway, develop solutions. This is their second round. If you are into any type of water infrastructure, whether it's farming, ranching, city, county, whatever, these are important meetings I think that you need to go to. So they got, as soon as I find those meetings, where did that, I lost it. Hang with me here a second. We got some meetings going on here. I lost it. So anyway, you'll have to wait. I'll come back with the minute, just disappeared on me where they're going to have the meetings. I know there's going to be one up in the Panhandle, one down around Lawton. So I'll come back with you on that one. It just disappeared. I'm having all kinds of issues today. Anyway, also coming up, this is from the Beckham County Extension. This is from OSU. There are three upcoming unwanted pesticide collection events coming up here in the next few weeks. I didn't remind you about it last week, but I'm going to remind you this week and next week. There'll be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at each one of these sites. And this events are sponsored by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry, and conducted in cooperation with Oklahoma State University. October 17th, Cotton County Fair and Expo Center in Walters, Oklahoma. October 17th, Walters, Oklahoma. October 18th, collection will be held at the Harper County Fairgrounds in Buffalo. October 19th, collection will be held in the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey, Oklahoma. So there you go. And I think there was one in there. Let me see. I didn't see it in this flyer. But anyway, it is for pesticides only and herbicides. 2,000 pounds max. And they're not going to be taking used motor oil, none of all that other stuff. Anyway, just will just be for pesticide and 2,000 pounds max. How's that? Got that going that way? Cool. All right. Done with that. I can't believe I lost that. Anyway, hang on here with me. Let me look a little harder. There's a lot of things missing on my email right now. I did something. It was not very smart. We'll just get back to it later. All right. Here we go. A guide for grazing corn stalks. Only reason why I'm going to talk about this is because there's more and more people starting to grow corn in western Oklahoma. And I did graze the corn stalks on my dry land crop this year. So I wanted to talk about this. Corn stalks become a major source of forage on some farms during the fall, especially if the previous growing season conditions limited pasture growth or hay production. Grazing crop residue can be an economical way to feed dry cows or fall calving pairs, but only if grazing management and supplementation practices are in check. For context, research from the University of Nebraska and Lincoln shows that for every bushel of corn harvested, there's approximately 18 pounds of stem, 16 pounds of husk, and 6 pounds of cobs left in the field on a dry matter basis. Taking advantage of what the combine leaves behind can not only delay how much soon producers feed hay in the fall, but it can reduce the amount of forage purchased through the winter. Although the primary benefit of grazing corn stalks is lower feed costs, extension specialists from Penn State University note only other perks of this practice includes faster plant decomposition, or I said that wrong, you know what I mean, from livestock disturbance and better nutrition distribution from cattle manure. Letting livestock clean up corn grain will also curb volunteer corn in soybean fields the following year. And while baling corn stalks may be routine for some, the specialists encourage producers to try and graze the crop residue instead. Grazing is more efficient than baling corn stalks and feeding them at an off-site location, they state. Baled corn stalks, while an excellent winter feed option in some cases, do require additional input costs for baling, storage, and labor when compared to simply just turn the cows out. One cause for concern regarding corn stalk grazing may be soil compaction. Where I grazed those corn stalks or those cows were, that sand ain't compacting, I can promise you. And future yield drag. While results will vary with soil conditions, the specialist cite studies from Nebraska that show no difference in crop yields where corn stalks were grazed. In fact, one other study showed crop yields improved in high-performing fields with some of the corn residue was removed via grazing. Cattle will graze grain first, followed by corn leaves and husks. These plant parts have considerably high forage quality compared to cobs and stalks, which cattle tend to avoid. Data from the study at the University of Nebraska shows corn grain had an average crude protein content in a vitro dry matter of 10% and 90%. These numbers were 7% and 58% with corn leaves, where corn stalks had an average of 3.7 CP and 51% IVDMD. How about that? Implementing a grazing strategy like strip grazing will reduce selectability and maximize forage. However, the best case scenario is to move the fence forward before cattle are forced to graze only cobs and stalks. So there you go. As with any forage, corn stalk quality will worsen over time, although the rate of decline depends on environmental factors such as temperature, precipitation, and other field conditions. The specialists recommend grazing corn stalks within the first few months of harvest, October, November, and December, rather than waiting until later in the season. This may also be good advice to get ahead of inclement weather. Anyway, most beef cows can successfully graze corn residue in the fields that have up to 4 to 6 inches of snow cover. However, cattle will not be able to graze fields that are covered with ice, the specialists assert, because of the weather. Always keep in mind the importance of having an emergency feed supply such as hay or silage. Grazing corn stalks can be sustainable, if not profitable, practice for livestock producers to implement this fall. Doing so can lower feed costs without sacrificing cattle performance, as long as animals are able to meet their nutrient needs. I turned mine in on that 30 acres of dryland corn I had, and about 5-6 weeks ago. Just pulled them off the other day. They were lacking a little bit in the grass down in the bottom, so put them up there, and the grass grew in the bottom with the shower we got there 2-3 weeks ago, and everything's good. But I will tell you, they've been off of it, what, 4-5 days now? And there's still corn coming out in their poop. No, I don't know how long it takes for them to clear their system out, but 4-5 days, I thought it'd be cleaned out of there. But nope, I was down there checking them last night, and one of them used the restroom there, and I was amazed, still corn there. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When I come back, I'll have more about them, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, but it's actually now changed to their ag weather forecast. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about, how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, SouthStarTXJCB.com. That's SouthStarTXJCB.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I found that email finally. I'm doing some dumb stuff today on the computer here, so let's see if I can just make it through the rest of this hour here. All right, Hollis, Oklahoma, capital of Harmon County. Currently, you're at 77 degrees. Dew points at 51%. Humidity's at 40%. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 13 miles an hour. 24-hour rainfall, 0.06 inches. 10-day rainfall, 0.09. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset at 7:19 today. 83 degrees with northeast winds to 13 miles an hour tonight. Clear, cool, 54 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with northeast winds 3 to 9 miles an hour and 79 degrees. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Report. Not long ranger. I've said it so long, it just comes out of my mouth whether I want it to or not. Oklahoma Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts to span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office right there in Cheyenne. Easy to find. Memberships are just $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579, 497-2579, or go to okfarmbureau.org. Join up. Anyway, there you have it. Okay, I found that email a while ago. Before I get to that email, I got two sets of tickets to give away to go see Family Tradition, which is Haggard, Pride, Jones, and Twitty at the Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday, October 7th. Anybody want to win a set of tickets to go? Here's what I want you to do. This sounds kind of corny, but let's do it. Text in your name, and what do you think? What crop? Is it corn, cotton, alfalfa, wheat, rye, Truticale, potatoes, peanuts? What's the most beautiful crop? What's your favorite crop? That's all you got to do. What is the most beautiful crop out there? Text it in with your name. If you don't text your name in, you're not going to get any tickets. The 225-9697, 580-225-9697. If you want to go see the Family Tradition concert that is Haggard, Pride, Jones, and Conway Twitty this Saturday night at the Sugar Creek Casino. Easy deal. All right, let's get back to my email here. These meeting schedules. December 5th, the Panhandle State University in Goodwill, Oklahoma. December 11th, the Cameron University in Lawton, Oklahoma. December 12th, at the Technology Center there in Tallahassee, Oklahoma. December 13th, the Cherokee Center in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And December 14th, the Francis Tuttle Technology Center and on Northwest 150th Street right there in Oklahoma City. These are the Oklahoma Comprehensive Water Plan Round 2 public meetings announcement. If you have anything to do with water, whether it's irrigation, city works, anything with water planning, you probably ought to attend this and get this second round. And because water is becoming issues in our state and other states, so stay on top of it. There you go. Got that all done for you. All right. I already talked about that. Here we go. Nope, we're not talking about that. Oh, although farmland values are strong, some ag bankers report a downturn in prices in the Central Plains after a 3-year run-up in values, said senior economist Courtney Cowley of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. Although farmland values are strong, some ag bankers report a downturn in prices in the Central Plains after a 3-year run-up in values. The majority of bankers, however, expect farmland values to hold steady or maybe even increase slightly. During a University of Missouri webinar,
Cowley said farm profit margins were expected to be thinner this year because of lower commodity prices and higher expenses. Despite elevated cost, and they're having this meeting or this webinar over there where that land just brought $38,000 an acre. Despite elevated cost, profit opportunities have remained solid for corn and soybean producers, she said. With future prices that are higher than average production cost, wheat and cattle are in a similar situation, though hog farmers face the possibility of some loss. An indicator of the sector overall strength is stable to rising land values and land rental rates, despite higher interest rates and uncertainties about the U.S. economy, said Cowley. Cropland values have soared 33% since 2020 to a national average of $5,460 an acre this year. Now, this is according to a USDA report. Now, I have 400 acres for sale in Greer County, and I will knock some off that national average if anybody's interested. I'll give you a discount of a couple thousand dollars an acre. Make you a deal today, but you got to call me today. How about that? Now, I will say every quarter, though, we see more and more ag lenders reporting overall declines in farm real estate values in our lending area. So there is some indication that we are starting to see this more often, said Cowley. But that's not the prevailing sentiment across farm bankers responding to a quarterly survey by the Kansas City Fed. The regional Fed's districts include Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Colorado, and western Missouri and northern New Mexico. In August, the Kansas City Fed said farmland values were higher than what may be expected given the current interest rate environment and prospects for income from the land. Some moderation in farmland values could be expected given these downward pressures, particularly for more marginal or less productive tracts. However, a steady supply of land sales and strong demand from farmers has likely supported broad of a lot of real estate values, they said. Last month, 115 acres, this is one I was talking about, of farmland in west central Missouri, right over there by the University of Missouri in Columbia, sold at an auction for $34,800 an acre, the highest known price in the country. One thing that we will still continue to see is that there's just a limited supply of farmland availability and a really strong demand, particularly among farmers. Farm income has been far above average since 2021, and growers have money in the bank. Like I said, though, we are starting to see some signs of that softening in our surveys, but for really high-quality farmland, the demand still remains very strong. All right, I might not be the smartest cat out there because I know I'm not, but I read the story and details on this farm that they sold in west central Missouri, not too far from Columbia, between Columbia and Kansas City. $34,800 an acre, and it is only ag land. It is for farmland. There's nothing close, no developments. There's no crazy water supply on it. Anyway, you tell me, growing a bumper crop of soybeans or corn or whatever he's going to grow on here, you tell me how that's going to pay out. $34,800 an acre. What crop, legal crop, is going to make $34,800 an acre in 20 years, even 30 years? I don't get it. I'm, like I said, I ain't 101. Are you listening out there? You're a smart guy. You're the king of cotton. What? How's that going to ever pay out? $34,800 an acre. I don't get it. So anyway, let's see if anybody wanted these tickets. Oh, my. Whoop. Wrong page. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got all kinds of them. All right, so I will, as soon as the show's over, I will text the winners. We got canola, wheat, cotton, Truticow, cattle. There you go. I didn't even think about that. That's pretty smart. Anyway, I will text you
here after the show that you're a winner of these tickets to go see the family tradition at the Sugar Creek Casino coming up this Saturday night. You'll have a blast. That's got to be pretty cool. I'd like to see who the guy is that's doing the Conway 20. He's a hard man to do. Anyway, all right, so got that going on. Tomorrow, hey, the Penny News is out. The new Penny News come out this morning. There's some really good sales auctions coming up in the back of the Penny News. And then you'll find the on the first page. Let me grab this. The back page of the first section, the main section, is that a salute to American farmers. Check out all the sponsors on that page. Pretty cool. I've announced them. Western Planters Cotton Gin, Walter Cattle Company, Harrison Cattle Company, Ag Defense Risk Management out of Elgin, Elk City Livestock, Western Oklahoma Livestock, Six Wire Company, Farmers Union here, Co-op here in Elk City, Mickey Goosen Agency in Clinton, and Everett Welding out of Viside. You guys have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe I'll have my things together better tomorrow. Anyway, it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
It's on.
KECO, Elk City.